Once upon a time, in London's most northerly borough, Enfield, lived a boy by the name of Rufus. Now, Rufus was an only child, and he was adored by his parents and friends alike. As a popular boy, he found himself to have many friends, and was never short of requests for company and playdates, something that the good-natured child never took advantage of. He liked school and was a good student. He was average at sports, but his skill was understanding people and their needs. He was compassionate and kind, and his parents were not religious. He was one of the rare children who didn't attend Sunday school. However, he loved Christmas. He loved it so much it was his favourite time of the year. Christmas for Rufus started on the 1st of December and ran for, as far as he was concerned, the whole month of December and New Year's Day. Every year the shops would set up earlier and earlier, but Rufus would hold out for the first. On the 30th of November, he would beg his father to get the box of decorations down from the attic ready for the next day. He would rush home from school on the first to go out and buy a tree to decorate with his mother. His doting parents would create an advent calendar for him to count down to the most exciting day of the year. Meanwhile, in a Norwegian territory inside the Arctic Circle called Svalbard lived an exiled elf by the name of Torben. He lived in a hut well away from either of the two famous settlements. When he had worked at the North Pole, he made a few unauthorized trips via the portal system at varying times of the year when it was thoroughly inappropriate. The rather rotund, jolly head elf discovered this and was very unhappy about it. It was decided that an exile was the best option to save festivities. Torben had had enough of this, and had enough of his isolation. He had been concocting a plan so devious there wasn't any way the jolly man could foil it. It was perfect. Torben packed his tiny bag and made his way to the Norwegian elf portal. He made sure the first contingent had left on the 30th of November, and they would find themselves on shelves with strict instructions to be naughty. He hid out in France for 2 weeks, waiting for the French to English portal to open on the 13th of December. Rufus gently glided into consciousness. His bed was warm, his eyes were still closed. He wanted the moment to last a little longer, and he could smell Christmas coming from the other rooms in the house. He opened his eyes and threw back the duvet and leapt out of his bed and ran towards the living room. As he entered, he saw nothing but the normal scene he'd left the night before. Disappointed, he turned towards the kitchen and his eyes lit up as he saw a furious look on his mother's face. He saw flour on the floor, kitchen utensils scattered all over the place, and a tea towel hanging from the light fitting. His mother said he must have arrived overnight. And sitting on the counter motionless was Eddie. Rufus shouted his name at the top of his voice. Rufus's dad came running into the kitchen. "Oh my goodness," he said, "what a mess." His mother said, "Well, all of us will tidy this up." Rufus asked if he could open his advent calendar, and in day one was a pack of crayons. On day two was a Christmas colouring book, and day three was a packet of sweets. On the morning of the 13th, Torben awoke, grabbed his pack and headed for the portal. He kept his head down because he didn't want to be noticed. At the portal's entrance was a waiting room. There were three other elves waiting to go in, and they're all holding their tickets. Torben knew he wouldn't make it through without one. He studied all of the elves to see if any of them knew each other, and they didn't. For his good fortune, one of the elves got up and walked towards the toilet. Torben followed and walked in and closed the door behind him and then pounced. 3 minutes later, Torben exited the toilet, ticket in hand, just in time for the station master to announce, "Please have your tickets ready. The Transpolar Portal to London, England is now open." Torben pushed past the other two. "Tickets, please," said the voice behind the entrance, and Torben handed him the ticket with a whooshing sound and a swoop as Torben entered the portal. Torben appeared one street away from the home of Rufus. He looked around and none of this looked familiar. A dog walker and a dog walked up to Torben. He sat motionless and the dog sniffed him. He glared at the dog and whispered, "Do one." he noticed the dog only had one eye. "Come on, Molly," said the owner, and pulled the dog away. "That's it. Off you, Pop," whispered Torben. He walked further down the road and turned the corner. Then he saw Rufus's house. "That's it," he said out loud. "The home of the brat." He walked up to the front door, and with his special ability that all elves have, let himself in. He found a cardboard box in the kitchen and dragged it to the living room and sat it down at the foot of the tree. He ran to the downstairs toilet and grabbed a toilet roll and then shredded it all over the living room and climbed in the box to wait. Rufus and his mum were out shopping. He was at the extremely bored point. "Can we go home now, Mummy, please?" This was the nth time he'd asked that question. And his mum had had enough, and luckily for him, and for both of them, it was time to go home. As they walked up to the front door, his mother felt an unease. She put the key in the door and gingerly opened it. Rufus pushed past her and ran in. He shouted from the living room, "Oh wow, look what the elf has done! And it's a new one!" His mother walked into the living room and took in the carnage of the toilet paper everywhere. She saw the elf in the box. "That is not our elf," she whispered. "What, Mummy?" said an excited Rufus. "Oh, nothing, dear. There was something about its face that was a bit off." She turned to Rufus and said, "Don't touch it. Leave it in the box." "Okay," said Rufus, half listening. She turned on a heel and went to the kitchen and started to dial her husband's number. Rufus, with a big smile on his face, moved towards the box. He could hear his mother's voice from the other room saying, "I don't know, it's in the living room, and you know nothing about it." Rufus peered over the box and looked closely. He noticed the elf's clothes looked functional. The detail was amazing. He wasn't wearing the flimsy clothes all the other elves from the shop were wearing. He leant forward and picked him up, and Rufus suddenly felt light. And to his horror, a boy-sized Torben laughed in his face. "That'll teach you for liking Christmas," and put Rufus in the box. "Thanks for the body."